Now turn to section 3.
Section 3. You are going to listen to a conversation between two students talking about a lecture they have just attended. First, look at questions 21 to 24. There are four alternative answers, A, B, C, and D, for each question. Decide which alternative is the most suitable answer and circle the appropriate letter.
Henry, don't you think Dr. Adams' lecture was really very good? He could talk about the telephone directory and make it interesting.
All his lectures are like that, Astrid. He's just one of those people. I wish we had him as our tutor.
I bet you that he is very demanding, though. Boris is in his tutorial group and agrees that he is a brilliant lecturer, but he puts them under a lot of pressure.
But don't you think that's good?
Perhaps. But I am glad to have Dr. Adams as a lecturer. He's interesting and rather funny and puts just the right amount of pressure on people.
Did you take lots of notes in the lecture?
Yes, actually I did. In fact, several pages. I didn't think I had taken so many.
I was that busy listening to what was being said that I didn't take many notes. Can I photocopy yours?
I don't think that's such a good idea. You won't be able to read my handwriting. And sometimes I write them in English and sometimes in Arabic.
Oh, let's have a look. Wow! Your notes are so neat. There's not much Arabic.
There is on this page.
Oh, yes, there is. Dr. Adams would be pleased to see this, especially given what he was talking about.
Don't you keep careful notes?
Sometimes. It depends on the lecture. I don't think I'll forget Adams's lecture today, but some of the detail will fade. Before the conversation continues, look at questions 25 to 30. As you listen to the next part of the conversation, write no more than four words for questions 25 to 27. And for questions 28 to 30, write no more than two words for each answer.
I type up everything afterwards so you can have a copy then and you can fill in anything I have missed. I'm not so good on the broader concepts. I'm better when it comes to detail.
Just what Adams was talking about.
Well, I am definitely a detail person. I need to have everything written down before I can get the concepts clear in my head.
And I am the complete opposite. I find all the detail clutters up my mind and I get very frustrated, which was just what he was on about. He mentioned a book he'd written.
He mentioned several.
The one on space and the individual?
Yes, called My Space. It's on the book list.
So it is. I think I'll get that out of the library or get my own copy.
Did you get what he said about spatial awareness? I didn't really.
Yes, it was fascinating. I can't be as eloquent as Adams was, but I know several people who are frighteningly intelligent, but they have difficulty reading simple directions, even when getting to places that they know very well.
I find that difficult to understand. Everyone learns the way to walk to the shops and things like that.
You mean just the way people learn spelling? You know, people misspell words, make mistakes in countless areas of their lives, and going in the right direction is just the same. Remember what Adam said about the number of people who cannot tell left from right, north from south, and so on? Do you know which way is north?
It's, that way.
You see? I couldn't have told you that.
Really?
I haven't a clue which way is which. That's why I'm always getting lost when I go out on my bike, and put me in a completely new place and I am totally lost.
What about maps?
I'm hopeless at reading them.
But then you're brilliant at writing essays and getting all the ideas down in the right order, and I don't know where to start.
Again, just what Adams was talking about. What we need to do is combine our skills. You teach me to cope with detail, and I'll teach you how to string concepts together.
Okay, we can do that.
Which way is the library?
It's... Oh, you're making fun of me.